Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Hey, Rosie girl, you ready?
Hi.
Hi.
What are you, retarded?
Where you calling me from?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Ooh. My pen. I got all these pens. Okay. Ooh, I got a couple pens. Is it Rosie?
It's Rose.
Rose. Okay. Why I say Rosie? How old are you?
36.
36. What you do for a living?
I am a charge nurse.
A what?
A charge nurse.
A charge nurse. Okay.
Everybody can't go to college.
I don't know what the hell a charge nurse is. Could she have just said nurse? Or is it like more fancy to say you're a charge nurse? Women do have a tendency to try to, you know, make whatever it is they do seem bigger than what it is. A charge nurse is a registered nurse who oversees nursing unit or department. They are also known as the head nurse or nurse in charge. Yep, that's why she said it. I knew something was up with it. I'm like, why wouldn't she just say nurse? Like, we get it. We don't care if you're a charge nurse. But yeah, it make her seem like a big boss. A big black boss. Big black boss, bitch. Yeah, we get it.
I look like telling a nigga good morning. I look like being nice, sweet, charming, and woman.
Ohio, Rosie, 36, Gemini, charge nurse. You have any kids?
Yes, I have two.
Two kids. How old are your kids?
19 and 13.
Okay. Both by the same man?
No.
All right. Ever been married?
No, ma'am.
You managed to pull off what was the most likely outcome.
Typical hood story. Nothing new so far. So she have a 19-year-old and she's 36. So that means, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, I'm no mathematician, but I think that means she had a kid when she was 17 years old.
My name is Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby. I will do whatever it takes to take care of my baby. If it has to come through the prostitute in my body, then so be it.
Yeah, I would never advise a man to take a woman serious who had a kid when she was a teenager. And she didn't learn from that mistake. I can't imagine how hard it is being in the hood trying to raise a kid by yourself. You would think it's so hard that they wouldn't do it again, but she did do it again.
That's what you wanted, kid. Now live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always gonna have some thoughts just like you who's gonna be, oh, she speaks directly to me.
So yeah, that was just the first of many, 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 many mistakes she made in her life. All the way up to this mistake of coming on the Kendra G Show to talk about all the mistakes she made throughout her whole life to try to attract a man. Make it make sense.
Women like this need to just be carted off to Mars. Put them in an oxygen bubble on Mars and just forget they exist. All right.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Let's see. I would say somebody who is a protector, a leader. Basically just, my parents are still married. They've been married for 40 years.
And so what?
So I see it daily. I live in the same city with my parents.
I'm tired of broads talking about what their parents do or what their parents did or their parents been married, you know, 40 years, 50 years. You haven't been married for 1 year. So I don't want to hear about what your parents did. Apparently, it didn't rub off on you the way it was supposed to rub off on you. You had a kid at 17. So you said, F the example my parents was setting. I'm doing my own thug thing. So you don't get props for the fact that your parents been married for 40 years. See, women like this got to try to grab on to anything to try to seem respectable. What your parents did doesn't make you respectable. Nice try, though. And your parents probably did do right by you and teach you the right thing, but the streets was calling. You know what I mean? The streets were just too enticing. So you said, F what my good parents taught me. I'm going to go see what the streets got for me and ruin my motherfucking life. You let your parents down.
I see it daily. I live in the same city with my parents. I see it like the respect my mother has for my father. He leads her. She worked. She had a daycare business, but she just basically... They had like a traditional marriage. She didn't work like I did, but I want to bring in or have somebody that like not reminds me of my father, but leads and can guide me and protect me and not necessarily be a provider for me because I make good money, but someone who can protect me and just, I don't know, be a good man, I suppose.
You live in fantasies, I reject your deposit.
She keeps saying a protector, a protector, a protector. I get the vibe that this is the type of woman who start fights at the hood bar, and she wants you to protect her from the bullshit that she started and got y'all into. Because I don't know why she keeps saying protector, protector, protector. I get it. Every woman want a protector and provider, but she's putting a little too much emphasis on protect. She probably got a couple exes who be hiding in the bushes when she get home.
So real quick, because the second lady that came up with this example of her parents, right? So I'm not sure how it happened with your parents. But you got two kids by two men. Neither one of them were options?
Well, my son, I had him fairly young, 17 years old. It was more so of like a puppy love and, you know, things of that nature. Like then, back then in my childlike mind, I thought, you know, you couldn't tell me nothing. I knew we was going to be together. Like, this is my forever. Like, I knew we were going to be together.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I knew we were going to be together. More so of my daughter's dad.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
That's not a good enough explanation. Why didn't you stay together? Just saying you were young isn't a good enough excuse. To me, that first love is the realest love you will ever have a lot of times. People try to downplay it and say it's puppy love. But no, I think those first couple loves are the truest loves you'll ever have in your life. So it's no coincidence that she didn't break down why they didn't work out other than just saying I was young. AKA, I wanted to hit the streets and pop pussy in the club and at the house parties. And I ain't want to settle down and be a decent human being because I had too much random fucking to do. I wanted to go be a hood rat with my friends. Being a decent, respectable mother and, you know, girlfriend slash, you know, whatever, future wife. Nah. That sounded too boring to me. I wanted to smoke weed and hang out with the thugs and fuck on the thugs instead of being a righteous person. Now let's hear why the second one didn't work out. I'm almost positive she's not going to say it was anything she did wrong.
Of course not.
You couldn't tell me nothing. I knew we was going to be together. Like, this is my forever. Like, I knew we were going to be together. More so of my daughter's dad, he had a lot going on.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Just what it sound like.
And from there, I knew exactly what I wanted because I thought he, in a sense, was going to be it. But he turned out to be totally opposite.
Huh?
From then on, when it came to me dating and whatnot, like, those red flags I received then that I didn't notice, I most definitely pay attention to them now.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.
No, the red flags are what you was attracted to begin with. This whole thing like, oh, I thought he was going to be this wholesome dude, but he turned out to be the complete opposite. No. You knew what he was when you first started talking to him. And that's why you gave him a baby. You wasn't going to give some quote-unquote cornball a baby. You know what I mean? I don't believe these stories where guys just do this complete 180 after the baby come and shit. I do not believe it. It's bogus. Anytime a woman is vague about why a relationship didn't work out, she was the problem.
Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Point blank, period. Because if a dude cheat, they're just going to say he cheated on me. If a dude abused, they'll just say, hey, he abused me. Black and white, no gray area. When they say like, oh, I don't know, he was one thing and then he turned into another thing and I just had to go, nah, that's too vague. She was the bullshit human being that caused the relationship to end when she talked like that.
Okay. Don't have your head cut off. There's a comment I want to respond to, so I'm going to focus on you.
Yeah.
But someone said, and I think this, I want to respond to this. Christina said, you give great advice, but I do be curious how people give marriage advice who've never been married. Let me respond to that. That's why I give great advice, because let me tell you something. Y'all be playing with marriage. To me, marriage is a real thing, okay?
Agreed.
And marriage means that I have decided that I'm gonna assign the rest of the days I have on this earth to a man, my husband. Now, I don't get brainwashed in the engagement post. I'm not brainwashed in the wedding day.
That lady is angry.
Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
That triggered her bad because she's a 45-year-old woman who will likely never get married. That train has flew by long, long, long ago, and this hit a nerve with her. You can tell. Yeah, nobody wants to take advice or marriage advice from a 45-year-old woman who had to freeze her eggs and will never get married. That's the last person you should take marriage advice from or dating advice from. Kendra G can't keep a man to save her fucking life. And she just had a relationship in because he cheated. Well, yeah, you only going to mess with a top-tier dude, and top-tier dudes cheat. So just accept that. And I hear you even giving that advice to women. Like, well, how do you feel about, you know, this top-tier dude exercising options? Because you know they do that, right? Well, do you know they do that, Kendra G?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
Because I know you want monogamy from a top-tier man, and it's never going to happen, 45-year-old woman. And this is a bad look when you get triggered like this about marriage, because we all know you want to be married. And yeah, when you see those engagement posts, it hurts your soul. It burns your soul when you see those engagement posts and those wedding day posts, because you know you will never have it.
That's how you talk?
I'm not brainwashed in the wedding day. I'm brainwashed in all of it. I have a lot of married friends. I have a lot of mentors who are married.
And so what?
So I live in seeing how all these lives are duplicated because of marriage.
Look, just because you have married friends don't mean you know anything about marriage. You know what they tell you. If y'all go out to dinner or you at an event and they, you know, give you a little snippet of what's going on in their life and marriage. You have no idea what's going on in that marriage for real.
Hey, bro, not a clue.
So that is so stupid. Like, no, I'm a marriage expert because I got a bunch of married friends. Wow. Wow.
Now, I'm a believer in marriage. First of all, I want to say that. But I don't think that it's just something that you just do.
What? Jealous?
All right. Now you hypnotized with hatred.
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
And I think as a person who has always dated and had these questions and thought about it, and also I'm a whole business. So let's start there too. Me getting married is just not the easiest thing. I'm going to quote Jay-Z, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman.
This is making me uncomfortable.
That was cringe. Hey, Kendra, put your dick up. She trying to posture on some man shit. Look, you having your own business, man, and you being a businessman doesn't attract men. It turns men the fuck off. I'm a hustler. I'm a big dog. I'm a this, I'm a that. That turns men the fuck off. Nobody sees you as a higher value woman because you have a successful business. People judge women on a different metric. Why can't you keep a motherfucking man, and why don't you have any kids?
Next question, please.
Society will always judge a woman more on that than how successful her business is or how many degrees she has. Deal with it, Kendra. You can't offset the patheticness by posturing with your money and success.
Why not?
You got all these men who always talk about how hot you are and how beautiful you are, but you can't keep a damn man. Why is that?
Well, we're waiting.
And you talking like the man you would consider marrying would have less than you. You would never consider marrying a man with less than you. So why are you even talking from that perspective? Like you worried about him stealing your money. You would only marry a dude who make 3 times more than you. Let's be real. He wouldn't be checking for your fucking money. So nice try. You may believe in marriage, but marriage don't believe in you. And men don't believe in you. And there's a reason why they don't.
Come on, man. Damn.
I'm not saying you're a bad person, but based on the evidence in your history, you're a bad dating option and you're a bad girlfriend and you would make a bad wife. If that wasn't true, a man would have married you by now. A man that you respect and value would have married you by now.
I just can't align my business with a person that now, yeah, there's prenups and all that stuff, but it's just not that simple. And another thing, too, is the I was talking about this today. Right now, if God forbid, I was to be in a situation in a coma.
Like, what? What? Something is wrong here.
Now she's talking about being in a coma. I ain't married because I might be in a coma one day. Stop it, Kendra. You're making it worse the more you talk. And the guest is like, can we please get back to me? I called to find a man. Ain't this supposed to be a dating show, Kendra? I don't want to hear this shit. Can we get back to my questions?
This is how I think about marriage. I'm in a coma and somebody got to decide if I live or die. That would be my father right now, who I know loved me down to the ground. Don't care about how much money he will receive if I pass away. Now, if I get married, my husband is going to have to make that decision. And until I find the man that I trust enough to decide to keep me alive and not worry about how much money he going to get if I pass away, you don't just give that spot up.
Right.
Y'all be online just, y'all don't think about marriage in a real way. Because honestly, becoming somebody's wife is the highest honor. That is the highest honor you can give a man.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're gonna
this
let
is
the
not
camera
true.
Keep rolling.
Okay, This is not, it doesn't even make sense.
No, let me correct you, Kendra. You're being masculine again. That's the highest honor a man can give you. You're not giving the man the honor by being his wife. He's making a woman out of you. He's making an honorable woman out of you. You're not making an honorable man out of him by accepting. Let's just get that cleared up. But I know you masculine, so you had to frame it like that. And that's why you're not married, because you're a masculine woman who don't know your place as a woman. I'm Kendra G. No, you're just another bitch, actually. But I like your show.
Somebody's wife is the highest honor. That is the highest honor you can give a man, is saying that I have decided to assign myself everything in life is second to you. Okay, this is what you're saying when you get married. Everything is second to you. I'm going through the ups and the valleys with you for the rest of my days if you're gonna take marriage seriously.
But yeah, your ego's too big to put somebody else above you. You know, you care more about yourself, your image, your status, the Kendra G show, more than you care about a man. And a affluent man, the type of man you would want, doesn't want that in a wife. He want a woman who's going to get on his program and not put her brand above his program. And that's why women who are on the forefront, who got shows, who always in front of the camera, do not make good girlfriend or good wife material. And that's probably one of the big reasons why you're not married and probably never will be. But as you always say, you don't need marriage to feel fulfilled. So I hope for your sake and your happiness, that's true. I don't wish any ill on you. But I can tell you not healed because you got triggered like this. So get some help, Kendra. Get some damn help.
Stop it. Get some help.
So I can sit here and give wonderful advice because I take relationships or whatever you want. Ain't no judgment. But I talk to y'all so much. I know y'all don't take marriage seriously. Y'all be in play land when y'all talk about marriage. Oh, he just got... Y'all don't think about it in real life. Y'all just on the internet. Y'all just want to post an engagement ring. Y'all want to just post a wedding day. Y'all not thinking about the reality of what this is. And I know y'all not, because y'all not making life decisions that say that you are. So that's why I could talk about marriage. Now, back to you, honey. Back to you, Ro.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's